Okay, so I'm here with Craig Brace. He's the CEO of the Audrain County Health Department. Also here with Dr. Fink. He's a co-director of the Audrain County Medical Center. Recently, we've kind of been seeing reports of COVID-19 upticking in Boone County. I was kind of wondering how things are in general in Audrain County. And Craig, if you would kind of speak to that to start off with.
Yes, in Audrain County, fortunately, right now, what we're seeing are low numbers according to CDC guidelines. CDC has a community level system of three different levels, low, moderate, and high. And so for the past several months, we've been reporting and measuring in the low category of community level of cases. Now, what that means is that anything 0 to 200 cases falls within that low category. Anything over 200 cases move into a moderate category. Now, consistently for the last several months, our numbers have been less than 25 cases. So that keeps us in the low category. In terms of hospitalization, we'll probably see, since we report in a region, we'll see numbers being reflected in hospitalizations going up in Boone County. So we'll have to kind of watch that. I think the one thing to remember is that we also know that individuals in the county are under reporting test results, probably by, and I don't know what Dr. Fink is seeing, but we're seeing it's probably less than 10% to 15% of the people are actually self-reporting anymore. So even though we're low, it's hard to really measure how many cases that we actually are seeing in the county.
I kind of bring Dr. Fink in on the conversation here. You also run the Family Cornerstone Clinic here in town, as well as being co-director. What are you seeing? Are patients coming in with COVID? Are you diagnosing positive COVID cases?
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely seeing an uptick in COVID cases. And as Craig was saying, I really do think that it's borne out in my anecdotal experience that people are underreporting and oftentimes kind of learning to live with the virus. And so with that comes some dismissiveness of the virus or just, hey, we got to pick ourselves up and move on. And sometimes that involves not testing as much as we would prefer patients to test. And so oftentimes I'm hearing from patients after the fact, after they've had COVID, and it's like, oh, okay, you did have COVID, good to know. Whereas months ago, we would typically see them in clinic and it would be a, quote unquote, a big deal. But we are actually seeing COVID confirmed cases here in clinic as well, both on rapid tests and PCR tests and home tests as well. And it's definitely picking up over the last month, the 2 months, and we are prescribing more Paxlovid than I prescribed in the previous months, so it's definitely trending up.
Does the home testing, is it pretty accurate as far as that goes? And if somebody has tested positive at home, what do you say to them? Should they report it, or how should that go down?
Yeah, so I've heard quite a bit of variation from patients, but the bottom line is this. So when we think about testing, we think about sensitivity and specificity. Without getting into the weeds too much, you want a test to be able to detect something if it's there, and when it detects something, that it truly is there, that disease truly is there if the test is quote unquote positive. And so home tests, when they test positive, when you test positive on a home test, that means you very much likely have COVID, okay? And it's not worth retesting with a rapid test or PCR test. When I get a home positive test, that's positive. And I treat them as such. And we do, CDC guidelines of, isolating for 5 days and masking for 5 days after that. If it's negative, so if you take a home test, and you have symptoms of COVID, runny nose, cough, sore throat, fevers, especially aches and fevers, that's very alarming for COVID this time of year. Then if your test is negative, you shouldn't trust that test and you should consult your doctor. Okay, so for me, I tell my patients, okay, if you can't get in to see your doctor and get a rapid test, or you can't get in to see your doctor and get a PCR test, then you should take home tests in serial. What that means is repeated home tests over, you know, a few days. And that approaches the same sensitivity as a PCR test, which the PCR test is kind of the gold standard for testing in COVID. And so that's the recommendation I've been doing for my patients, and it's been fairly good. So I've had experience with patients that test negative on the first home test, test positive on the second home test. And so that's my opinion on, and I think borne out by evidence as well, it's not just my opinion, on the tests. But I have also heard patients say, okay, I had COVID and then I tested negative on a home test days later, I think I can go out into the public. And that's not true. So once you test positive with COVID on a home test, a PCR test, a rapid test, you need to follow your doctor's guidance and your CDC guidelines for isolating at home for 5 days and masking for 5 days thereafter. No ifs, ands, or buts. You need to do that. And just because you test negative on a rapid test, a PCR test, a home test within those 10 days, that doesn't change my recommendations. You still need to take the Paxlovid, or if you're prescribed that, you still need to do the isolating and the masking, the whole nine yards.
So Craig, I want to ask you a couple of things here. With Boone County seeing the uptick, are we worried that Audrain County will see increasing numbers as well, with people who work from Boone County in Audrain County? And at this point, would there be any recommendation from the health department to start wearing masks again indoors and to increase wearing masks?
Yeah, typically what we see is when those counties that are surrounding Audrain County, and in particular Boone County that has a larger population, or even Cole County, when their numbers go up, we usually begin to see numbers in Audrain County go up as well. The projections from CDC and other health agencies that really watch the numbers and make these projections, they're projecting that it's inevitable. We're going to see Omicron pick up again in the fall. And that's even more of a reason, if you're eligible for vaccination, get vaccinated. If you're eligible for booster, get boosted. Now, the dominant variant right now is a Omicron variant, BA4 and BA5. Those are the two variants that are in nationally. Those are the dominant variants. Specifically, when you drill down to Audrain County, I just looked at wastewater numbers today, and we are at 50% BA4, 50% BA5. BA2 is gone. So what we're seeing, and again, Dr. Fink may be able to bore this out a little more, but we're seeing that BA4 and BA5 are even more contagious and easily transmittable than BA2. So with that said, and back to your question, yes, you know, the guidelines that CDC is recommending is, as those cases go up, you really do need to be careful to social distance and mask when appropriate. We're not there yet, although I'm noticing more and more people are being sensitive to that, especially those that are immunocompromised. They always need to be sensitive to where we are today and the growing number of cases that we're seeing in Audrain County.
Mm-hmm. Last advice, Dr. Fink, for folks, you know, kind of worried about this COVID coming back around.
Get vaccinated. So I have shifted my conversation with my patients in my clinic that, you know, hey, this is here to stay, and you just need to get the jab, okay? It's time, and a lot of my patients are buying that message. It's very simple. This COVID's here to stay. You often have to have, you know, a COVID vaccine to travel or stay at different places or to access different public areas. And you know, a central message is, people will tell me, well, it's not going to prevent me from having the virus. Well, yeah, that's not necessarily the point. The point is that it decreases your risk of admission to the hospital and decreases the risk of death. And just because you don't die from COVID doesn't mean that you don't go into the hospital and have a serious infection where your kidneys fail and you have long-term effects from it. And if you're at all concerned about your health, you need to have that vaccine. If not for yourself, for your kids, for your family, and for those, you know, at the bank or at the grocery store who don't have the immune system you have, and just take one moment to reflect on their health and do it for them.
And those vaccinations are available at the Audrain County Health Department?
Yes, available at Audrain County Health Department. Mondays, every Monday, we make vaccinations available. We also have available antigen tests. If folks want to just come by the health department, we have a supply of those. They can pick those up. And we also will begin vaccinating pediatrics from 6 months up to 5 years of age, beginning July 18th.